This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, now that the partial federal government shutdown has ended, what effects did it have on Arkansans? Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas speaks to business leaders to find out.
Plus, a conversation with the creators of Breaking Through, a new documentary that profiles openly gay elected officials in the United States. Also, a preview of a free health clinic in Fayetteville, and we learn what it takes to be a rodeo queen.
But first, as expected, former North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes yesterday announced his candidacy for the 2nd District Congressional seat. Surrounded by supporters outside the Patrick Henry Hayes Senior Center, he said it was his outrage over the federal shutdown this month that prompted him to get into the race for the Democratic nomination.
16 days in October was a travesty. You know, I wasn't thinking about running for Congress in the latter part of September because I didn't think they would do what they did. We don't do that at City Hall. You know, we never have. We look to solve solutions. There's no such thing in cities around the state and around the country as Republican crime and Democratic garbage.
Hayes says unlike many in Congress, he would be willing to work with people on the other side of the aisle to solve the nation's problems. One key contradiction to his party was Hayes told reporters he would not have voted for the federal health care law as the legislation ended up. Hayes is the first candidate to announce for the seat. Congressman Tim Griffin said Monday he would not run for re-election so that he can spend more time with his family.
Crawford County officials are eyeing a possible sales tax issue to put on the primary election ballot in May. County Judge John Hall says he is in favor of putting a 1-cent sales tax before county voters for a new jail. 3/4 of that 1% tax would be temporary and would go toward construction, while the remaining 1/4 cent would permanently go toward operation of the jail. Hall says 3 things must be decided before the issue goes before voters.
First off, what we're going to build, exactly what we're going to build. Secondly, we got to have a place picked out to where we're going to put it. And thirdly, we've got to have exactly how much it's going to cost. Right now, we have a estimated scenario of what it will cost. And so those are 3 things that have to be done. At that time, we have advertised now for credentials already. You know, the engineers come in and we'll select one of those in the next 3 or 4 weeks to design whatever we think we need. And then we'll have to move forward, and we have a quorum court that's sitting there that says we have 13 members. They have to approve the ballot, put it on the ballot.
Hall says the need for a new jail arises from the fact that the population in the county has doubled since the current jail was built, leading to capacity issues and inmates being housed at other county jails. This isn't the first time that the county has asked for a sales tax increase to build a new jail. Hall says voters have previously rejected 3 other sales tax issues for public safety improvements.
The chances, I think, of it passing are very slim, and that's one reason I would rather put it on a primary election, because the election's being held anyway, and the cost of the election is already being taken care of, so it's not going to cost the people in my county, my taxpayers, $40,000, whichever way it goes, and we can't use public money to advertise for it, so actually, in reality, that's going to be an issue that's going to be put on the ballot, and it's going to be presented to the people, and we're not going to be out a lot of money on it. Now, whether it passes or not will be what kind of job that we and myself, the sheriff, can do to convince the people that we need it, and then we'll see what happens.
Aside from cost savings, Hall says a higher voter turnout during the primary election would get a wider variety of voters weighing in on the issue. Also, putting the sales tax issue on the primary ballot helps the county avoid scheduling conflicts with other elections, such as the Alma sales tax renewal election in March and primary and general school elections.
The Ozark campus of Arkansas Tech University has received full approval for its associate degree in nursing program from the State Board of Nursing. Full approval is the final step in a 3-phase approval process for nursing programs. The school received prerequisite approval in 2011, and in January of 2012, the nursing board gave the school initial approval for the registered nursing program. Teresa Fontaine, the program chair for the registered nursing program at ATU Ozark, says the first class of students started last fall and graduated in spring of this year.
What full approval means is that the State Board of Nursing came back and looked at that first cohort of students and said that we had satisfied all of the requirements that they wanted us to have. We had all of the facilities in place for our students to do clinicals at. We had good pass rates on our students that took the NCLEX, which is the national board certification that they all have to take when they complete a program. And so it just basically is the gold star saying that we met all of the requirements.
The full approval means that the college can continue offering its registered nursing program, which is subject to review by the nursing board every 5 years. Fontaine says so far the RN program has been successful, particularly with the college's licensed practical nurse program.
Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus has had an LPN program for years and years, and those students have traditionally had to go someplace else if they wanted to go on with their education and become registered nurses. But a lot of our LPNs are very happy that they're able to stay here on the Tech campus and complete an associate degree in registered nursing. And then we hope that they go on to the Arkansas Tech University Russellville campus and complete the RN to BSN program, which is a bachelor's degree in nursing, which is an online program. So they're very happy that they get to continue with their education without having to leave the Tech family.
Fontaine says the program, which takes about 20 students each fall, bridges the gap between the school's LPN program and the Bachelor's of Science in Nursing program at the Russellville campus, and the overall nursing programs at Arkansas Tech's campuses helps non-traditional students get a bachelor's degree as their schedule allows.
The Bentonville City Council last night approved plans for the $16 million community center. The 80,000-square-foot facility will include an aquatic center, fitness center, gymnasium, community rooms, and more. Construction will take about 18 months, and the groundbreaking is set for 10:30 a.m. November 12th.
Highway lane closures continue today in the Arkansas River Valley. According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, work on Kibler Road and Riggs Drive in Van Buren, as well as work on Zero Street in Fort Smith, is causing lane closures on those streets. Closures will affect short distances between 28th and 35th Streets on Kibler Road and the turn lane of Riggs Drive at Highway 59 and between Massard Road and Chad Colley Boulevard on Zero Street. The closures are expected to last through tomorrow during the work hours of 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. The closures are necessary for routine maintenance to the street's driving surfaces.
Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 39 in northwest Arkansas to 47 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Thursday, sunny with highs from 57 to 64. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with overnight lows from 30 in northwest Arkansas to 38 in the Arkansas River Valley.